And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Sherrick Insurance. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Yes, you're hearing it right. I know that normally it would be Mayor Kel Palguda's day to be on the radio and talking to you all, but he is away at the League of Cities and Towns. It's an annual conference and meeting of mayors and council members and staff and folks all through the whole state that get together once a year to go over, you know, rules and laws and things like that about running your local government. So anyway, he's down there, so he asked me if I would sit in for him, and here I am today. So glad to be here. We've been going on Facebook, communications in the town of Prescott Valley about the possibility of a new YMCA. And so surveys have gone out into the mail, and maybe some of you have received them. I received one. Actually, they were random sampling of households in Prescott Valley, and they identify the particular piece of land where the new YMCA will go, which is just to the south of Bob Edwards Park on, I believe that's Viewpoint Drive there, just north of the Civic Center. But it's a piece of land that's been designated that. And right now they're asking your interests of amenities. What would you like to see at the YMCA? What kind of programs, classes, gyms, fitness, swimming pools, all that kind of a thing. And so they're asking for your opinion, also understanding that, you know, there are some costs involved, although the YMCA is a membership-based organization, but there's scholarships available, and they make it very reasonable for families, larger families, and lower-income folks to be able to enjoy what the YMCA has to offer. I personally think that would be a huge benefit to the town of Prescott Valley. I've been asked many, many times, why do we not have a YMCA? Because Prescott Valley is a larger growing community and the younger growing community. And I say passion, I have interests, and now we do. We have Mayor Kel who is championing this effort, and so we need to hear from you. If you have received a survey, please fill it out and get it back in the mail. It's postage paid envelope. Or you can go online to Facebook, and you can go to Mayor Kel's Facebook page or email him at the town of Prescott Valley and tell him that you are interested in a YMCA and what you're interested in that looking like. He wants to hear from all the citizens in the community. So again, have your voice heard, or you can even send it to me at the chamber, marnie@pvchamber.org, and send me an email saying, and I will make sure that all the emails and the questions are answered and forwarded on to the mayor. So again, feasibility study of a YMCA in Prescott Valley. I think it's a good idea. What do you all think? So let us know your thoughts. So we're going to take a short break here, and when I come back, my first guest is from Yavapai College, Catherine Anderson, and you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQ&A.com. Marnie Yule sitting in here for Mayor Kel today.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This Labor Day weekend, jam down the Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the 2019 Reggae Fest. This August 31st, experience Rasta like never before and jam out to nothing but positive vibes starting at 1:30 p.m. This stacked lineup includes local favorite Kill Babylon Coalition, I Conscious, Pato Bonton, and special guest headliner, Hyrie. Tickets are just $25 and on sale now at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel or at cliffcastlecasinohotel.com. Management reserves all rights.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Live on Sunday night, it's Bill Cunningham.
Bill Cunningham here, the great American. Every Sunday night live, a small band of renegades form around radio from Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida, and all places in between to talk about the issues of the day. This Sunday night live, we talk about what was and what lies ahead. Bill Cunningham, the great American. I am a great American. Live with you every Sunday night.
Sunday Night Live with Bill Cunningham from 8 to 11 on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Okay, my first guest. Yay! A good friend of mine. I was happy to see her on the schedule when I got the guest list for the mayor's show. Catherine Anderson from Yavapai College. Hi, Kath.
Hi, Marnie. It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you again. They said, yay! I know her so well, and I know what we're going to talk about.
Yes, the upcoming job fair.
This now, how many years have we been working on this together?
Is this the fourth one already?
Is it fourth or fifth? It just seems like a long time ago you approached us and said, you know, we do it over in Prescott and it's great, but there is a huge market to bring the job fair to Prescott Valley where businesses, and it's actually not restricted to businesses in Prescott Valley, but making it convenient for the workers, the people that are looking for the jobs.
Exactly. Because it's open to businesses, you're right, all over the county.
Right.
But for those in Prescott Valley, those in that area, let's make it convenient.
Right, exactly. And we've had some good attendance.
We have had some good attendance. We average 300 to 400 job seekers attending this job fair.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, how many employers do you generally have there that are looking? And let's say this, that when you have an employer there, a business there, they are actually have job openings that they can fill with people seeking jobs that day.
That is correct. We have a rule. The only resources, as we call them, are business-related resources that are there to help find work. For instance, NACOG, Arizona at Work, Goodwill, they are there because they're also sponsors, but they are also there because they can help the job seekers come in and find work. So we call those business related resources.
Right. And we're always there.
And yes,
to provide support and community connection.
Otherwise, yes, you're correct. If the companies are there, they are hiring.
Mm-hmm.
We want it to be a true job fair,
right?
Not just come in and, okay, let's see who's here and go stop at their tables and say hi.
Right, right. And the people are actually looking for jobs.
Yes.
I know that every year when I'm working there at our table and people come by and they assume maybe that I'm hiring, and no, I'm there providing community resources. But I do take resumes because I do hear a lot of times outside the job fair, or maybe later on, somebody's looking for a particular employee. And I said, well, here's some that I received
right, yes,
that are looking for a job. And you put a lot of people to work.
Oh, we want to put a lot of people to work. That is the goal. And I'll do the same thing while I'm there. And yes, yeah, but by college, we'll have a table too, our human resources department. But if I'm walking around and I see somebody that, I don't want to say looks lost, but is trying to find.
They look lost.
And I'll ask them, what are you looking for? What kind of position, or do you know what you want to do? Oh, wait, I know the company. We have that company right over there that's hiring for that. Let me walk you over and go introduce you to the people. Because sometimes they walk in and they don't know. I'm looking for work, but I don't know what I want to do or where I should even start. So that's why I call us the job fair. Well, we are the job fair committee, but we're there to help the lost souls.
Right. How many employers have you had? Actually, businesses, do you generally average
last
at this show?
Last year, we had around 70.
Wow.
At this point, we're halfway there. We have about 35 right now, and there's still plenty of time to sign up, which is why we're here today to talk about it.
So we're talking to the businesses. We're also talking to the job seekers if you're out there looking for a job, because we've got some suggestions for you that might make you more attractive to a business that is hiring.
Exactly,
because there are certain tricks, I will say, in job seeking that you will learn. But let's talk about the business first, Catherine. What types of businesses are at the job fair?
Well, we have a combination of manufacturing, healthcare, education. Well, let's see, I'm looking at the list right now. Hospitality. We even have a tax preparation company, real estate company.
So you name it.
You name it. Yeah,
it's,
as I'm going down the list.
From soup to nuts.
Soup to nuts. We have the sheriff's department. So, yes, you name it, it's there.
Right. So, and in a lot of those businesses and these industries, there are a variety of job opportunities, whether it's in administration, it might be online work, it might be, you know, a mid-level manager, things like that, or first-level manager. So each employer has a variety of jobs they might have available.
Exactly. And one I want to point out, because you said that, there is a company on here that is actually hiring for an assistant director of HR.
Oh.
So there's a very good level position where some people might be thinking, oh, but it's just entry-level work, or it's just, there's not any big positions at those job fairs. No, we have one right here I can see on the list, Assistant Director of Human Resources.
Right, right.
That's not an entry-level position.
That's right.
That's
a good skill and training.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing we want to point out real quick going to the job seekers. I know I'm going all over the place. But just on that note, when you come in, don't think, oh, I see a construction company, all they're hiring for is construction workers, because that goes with that point right there. Maybe they are hiring for something else that you don't realize it. Maybe that's that company that's hiring for an assistant director of human resources or an IT specialist. You have to stop and look at the different tables and find out what they're hiring for, because you can never assume that someone's just hiring for an entry-level position or just that truck driver or that hamburger flipper. You never know what each company's going to have. So just don't walk by the tables going, oh, I don't need to stop there. I don't need to stop there. I'm not a nurse. They don't have anything for me.
Right.
Maybe they have an IT position.
Mm-hmm.
And I can give an example from a previous job fair. It was Fan Construction. There you go. You think construction, why should I stop there? They had an IT position. And at that job fair, they hired that IT position.
Wow. That's success.
That is success. So, yes, you need to stop and pay attention to what the different companies are hiring for, because it may be just what you're looking for, even though you don't think that that company is going to have that kind of position.
Right. Where is the job fair held?
It's going to be held at the Finley Toyota Center over on Main Street in Prescott Valley.
And what are the hours?
It is from 3:30 to 6 p.m.
Okay.
But we do have early admission at 3 o'clock for our veterans, the job seekers that are 55 and older, and those that may have a disability or a handicap.
Right. And it's the date this is being held.
September 25th.
So we want you to get all of that on your calendar.
Yes. We're giving you plenty of time for businesses to still register, and for our job seekers who are in need to get plenty of time to prepare their resumes, their interview skills, everything they need to prepare for the job fair.
Right. Let's go back to the job seekers then. You mentioned their resumes. I know it's, you can find sample resumes online, but if they need assistance, is there some place they can go to make that resume just maybe a little bit more attractive to an employer?
Yes. They could stop by the local Arizona at Work office or Goodwill, and they are there 8 to 5 to help job seekers, our community members in general, to work on their resumes.
Right.
Or help them with job skills. Or in general, also, since they are community partners and partners in this job fair, they are there for our community all the time.
Right.
That are looking for jobs. So not just if you're listening to this right now, and oh, well, I can only go to them if it's for a job fair. No, they are there for you every day, Monday
and
through Friday.
And I'll shout out to the Prescott Valley Public Library because they also have assistance on a lot of those resume writing things, skills like that, and they'll help also our community members too.
Oh, perfect.
Talking about the job seekers, is it limited because it's in Prescott Valley, held at the Findlay Toyota Center? Is it limited to Prescott Valley residents? Do you have to pre-register or be, you know, show proof of residency, or is it open to anybody?
It is open to anybody. No need to show residency, and it's free. There's no cost for job seekers to attend, and they can be live in Dewey, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley. If you want to drive down from the Verde Valley, that's fine too. We just want to help our community find work to be employed.
And match you up with the businesses. We're going to take a short break here, Catherine, and when we come back more, we'll talk a little bit more about the job fair, how somebody might find out website information, and how a business who needs employees can connect with you and sign up for this job fair here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQNI.com. We'll be right back.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The biggest and best expo yet awaits you on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Enjoy health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Connect with organizations that promote healthy lifestyle activities, such as hiking and biking. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations. And enter drawings for the chance to win a Fitbit and other great prizes. Make it a mega celebration by exploring the world's only larger-than-life walkthrough exhibits of the human body, mega body, and mega heart, as well as colossal colon. Bring the whole family to YRMC's Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit yrmchealthconnect.org.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reprographics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reprographics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Merritt Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. Diamondbacks host the Rockies Tuesday at 6 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood K. Q&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back. I'm talking with Catherine Anderson of Yavapai College about the upcoming job fair in September. September 25th. Yes, Catherine. Okay, we've been talking a lot about, job seekers and businesses. Let's go back to the businesses. It's really important for them to sign up ahead of time.
Yes, we need all businesses to sign up ahead of time. For one, I mean, we need to know who's going to be there.
Right.
We advertise this out to everybody. We keep it up on the website. And the day of, we need to have a layout made.
Right.
So it's really hard if we have businesses just show up.
Right. Now, is there a fee or, for the businesses to participate?
Yes, there is a fee. At this point, we are charging $95. We have hit our late registration fee because we are in the last month of planning towards the event. So it is $95 for all businesses, and they can...
$95? That is so reasonable. You cannot put an ad in the newspaper for $95.
No, and let me tell you,
and look
too,
how many people you reach.
You reach a lot of people, and you get a table, two chairs, and you get food while you're there.
Food?
We feed.
Businesses, you have job openings. This is the place to be.
Oh, let me clarify that real quick for job seekers that are listening. We feed the businesses. I'm sorry, job seekers.
Yeah, that's that break that they're sitting there doing all that talking.
They're there a long time. We have to keep them fed.
So it's $95 is a registration, and then guest place. Let's talk a little bit about the setup over there, because one of the things that I love about the Finley Toyota Center and doing the job fair there, and this is our fourth or fifth year, we're not even sure, successfully, is that it's spacious. It allows, you get the table, the chairs, but there's so much room for people to move around, to stop, maybe visit with a particular business, or go and have a sit down and plan their strategy on who they're going to stop and talk to.
Mm-hmm. We've had interviews done on the spot at the Finley Toyota Center for that exact reason. There is space there. You're not crammed right next to each other. There's room to spread out. There's extra room for job seekers that want to fill out the paper application right on the spot. Plus, we provide computers for the electronic resumes. So if a company is like, oh, we really, really like you, please go apply right now, then maybe we can go step over there and go do an interview. And like I said, we have actually had some hired on the spot at that job fair as they were walking out telling us, I just got hired.
I love those stories.
Oh, yes.
And that's why we do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why it's to put people to work so that they're feeling confident in the community and giving back. And holy smokes, it's a great, great partnership.
Oh, it's wonderful. And at the job fair we had in Prescott earlier this year, I can't remember the exact numbers or even what company it was, because it was so successful. We had a few people that told us these stories. But one of them had, I think, 18 interviews lined up at the job fair and then turned around and hired 12 of those people.
Wow. That's
so
amazing.
These are successful.
And I do want to mention also, when we were talking about being able to be interviewed right on site or having the conversation with the employer and the job seeker, because of the way it's set up, it's very private.
Mm-hmm.
You can have those confidential conversations with not, like you said, a table right next to you or where anybody can overhear your conversation, because sometimes that information is only shared between the job seeker and the potential employer.
That's very true. And I believe, I don't know if it was this last year or the year before, there was a company that even brought their supplies or whatever they used to do the drug test right on the spot. I mean, they came prepared that they were doing it all that day. They
That's
wanted
amazing.
To walk out knowing, okay, we've done everything. We are good to go.
So business is up to you.
It's up to the business.
So you're looking at hiring employees. Now, here's an opportunity for $95, and including dinner. We're giving you an opportunity to connect with people that are actively seeking jobs. And how you prepare for that is so important. having the right paperwork ready. Like you said, if you drug test, if that's available to you, being able to have, you know, the resume or the decision maker there at the table, HR at the table, that you plan your best approach to hiring, because we're providing the area and the folks to you.
Correct. And we did something new last year, and we're sticking with that this year. We changed the time of the job fair last year to a late afternoon, early evening time to allow for what we call the underemployed, or those seeking a new alternative, or those maybe ready to move up the career ladder.
Or make a job change. Sure.
So that those who are can't get away from work during the day, but they can at 5 o'clock. And we had so many people last year thank us that
I remember
they
that.
Had that opportunity to, yes, get off work at 5 o'clock and either come straight there or go home and change really quick and then come over to the job fair. And maybe they just need a second job, or yes, they're ready for that career change or whatever the reason. But so now it's not just about the unemployed, which that's very important too. And I'm not saying that's not.
Sure.
But this is also providing an opportunity for those that are seeking more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been in this position for 5 years. I'm ready for something else now, but I can't make it to a job fair that's just held from, you know, 1 to 3. I work.
Or anytime between 8 and 5.
Exactly.
You know, they need to get off work and make the arrangements to get there. So this
is an all-encompassing job
fair.
That's
brilliant.
Yes.
That was a brilliant idea.
Yes.
We learn every year.
We do learn every year.
We learn every year and what works, and that worked. We had a huge turnout after 5 o'clock. I remember that.
We did. It didn't slow down. The job fair kept going the entire time.
Right. We almost have to push everybody out. It's like, okay, it's time to close.
Yes. We want to go home now.
So if a business is interested in being a part of the job fair, and for $95, who wouldn't be if you're seeking employees, who would they get in contact with?
They can contact me. My number is 928-776-2008. Or they can go directly to the job fair website at Yavapai College. It's really easy. The website is yc.edu/jobfair. And right there, you'll see every job fair we have upcoming. And there's a link right there that says register here.
For the business.
For the business. Yes.
Because potential job seekers, you do not need to register. You just need to show up.
Correct. But on that same page for the job seekers, you will find a listing of all the companies that have already registered.
Wow, okay.
And the flyer about the job fair, which gives out more information, the times, the location, helpful hints on, you know, dress for success, you know, a reminder that you should dress for success, the early admission hours for the veterans, that information that we've already talked about today, that is all found on that webpage too. So it works for both the job seekers and the businesses.
Well, and we were talking to Catherine that, you could have an interview right there. You're not just dropping off a resume or filling out paperwork. You could actually have your job interview right there. So therefore, you do want to be prepared.
You do want to be prepared. So we recommend you bring copies of your resume and you do dress for success. And dress for success means a pair of khakis, a nice shirt. We're not saying come in a suit and tie.
No.
You don't need to do that. Just a nice pair of
khakis. Don't come in shorts and flip flops.
No shorts and flip flops. No pajamas and slippers. And yes, we've seen it.
So. Mason's laughing. It's true.
And I'm going to say this because I even saw this last year too. No mini skirts and high heels. Yes, that was at the job fair last year. So
it might look good going out, but if you're looking for a job, it's not necessarily the most appropriate outfit.
It's not the appropriate outfit for a job fair. If you're going to wear a skirt, which is fine, you wear a skirt, make it more knee length.
Yeah.
That would be appropriate for a job fair.
So again, this is Wednesday,
September 25th from 3:30 to 6, early admission at 3 o'clock for our veterans, our 55 and older job seekers, and those with a handicap or disability.
And Catherine, tell us a little bit about what you do at Yavapai College besides coordinate job fairs.
I am a programs specialist, and I do job fairs. I also put together workshops and lunch and learns. I coordinate our future leaders town halls. I do a lot of workforce.
And which department do you work in?
I work for both the Regional Economic Development Center and Small Business Development Center. So I have my hands in many different things.
So just a shout out to Yavapai College for the investment in workforce, that if somebody is looking for getting additional skills, attending workshops, they should contact you through the SBDC and look what classes and courses are available. And again, the Yavapai College offers an array of certificate programs in addition to the degree programs. So
oh, yes.
I would say, you know, if you're out there and you want to get your skills a little bit, you know, someone maybe like me who's been around a while but wants to improve the skills, make them more sellable at this particular time, I would say check out Yavapai College. You guys do amazing things over there.
Thank you so much. Glad to hear that. And I'm just going to give a shout out real quick. If anybody's interested, a business owner or even just an individual on some cybersecurity and some more information, we're having a lunch and learn coming up in September too. So you can give me a call and I can give you more information about that. Again, my number is 928-776-2008.
And I don't know if you've already seen, but we registered our Brady for that class.
Oh, so, nope, I didn't see that yet.
Yes, he is registered to attend that. We figure the more knowledge we have can also serve our business community and connecting with Yavapai College too. So it's a win-win.
It is a win-win.
Job fair, September 25th.
Yes.
Come out and get a job, or businesses out there, you will find employees. There's people out there looking for work, and they're going to come find you.
Very true.
All right, Catherine, I look forward to it. Thank you for joining us here.
Thank you, Marnie.
Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck, no problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled, An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's, don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense, just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
Hello, Prescott citizens. This is Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr. I'd like to talk with you today about what Prescott represents to me. Like many of you, my husband Bob and I moved here because of the quality of life Prescott offers. From our beautiful Four Seasons, fresh mountain air, to the strangers who smile and say hello on the street, it truly is an amazing place to call home. The strong sense of community shows up in how we gather together when it counts most. And the way we give of our time is unlike any other place I've lived. We truly care, and it shows. For all of these reasons and many more, I chose to run for Prescott City Council. My love of country, desire to serve, and commitment to give back drive me every day to be there for you in our community. I hope to continue as your City Councilwoman, and I'm asking for your vote this August. To learn more about me and my accomplishments, please visit VoteBillyOrr.com, and thank you for your support.
Paid for by Billy Orr for Council.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQNA's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. You can get a sneak peek of the Prescott Jazz Summit tonight.
During a live appearance on yesterday's Q&A with host DJ Phone on KQ&A, Summit organizer Mike Vax explained he will be performing from 6 to 8 as part of Prescott Jazz on the Courthouse Square.
So we'll be playing jazz for dancing and have a lot of fun with that.
Vax says the Prescott Jazz Summit kicks off at 7 this Friday night at the Elks Theater on Gurley Street.
A celebration of jazz music from New Orleans to New York.
Visit PrescottJazzSummit.net. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Yavapai County Board of Supervisors meets at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, but it won't consider a rezoning request.
The change is for a proposed two-story hotel in the village of Oak Creek. The Yavapai County Planning and Zoning Commission approved the rezone from residential to commercial use with certain stipulations. Now, County Development Services, after consulting with the applicant, has decided to postpone the hearing until Board of Supervisors meeting in Cottonwood at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, November 20th. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
Sunny and hot, cooling after bedtime tonight with clear skies to about 65. Highs tomorrow near 95 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Up to 91 Thursday and Friday with a 20% chance for Friday showers. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low around 70, heating back up to a sunny 107 tomorrow, 104 Thursday, 101 Friday with the same chance for early afternoon rain. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in just a moment on KQ&A.
Do you have what it takes to be a champion? Join in on the excitement for the 2019 Torn Event of Champions at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Now through August 24th, find out if you have what it takes. Sundays and Wednesdays, you can win Castle Cash and the chance to move on to the quarterfinal rounds on August 23rd and 24th, where you could get an expense-paid trip to Las Vegas to compete for the $1 million grand prize. Play like a champion, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Now there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Oh, yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Lynx will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Pros like you expect more out of the brands you use every day. Lowe's gets it. It's why we stock the best brands so you can get the job done right every time. And now we're offering pro customers a chance to give one of those brands a try for free. Right now, pros can get up to 10 gallons of Valspar paint absolutely free and experience firsthand how Valspar delivers a smooth application and reliable color for all your touch-up work. Take your next paint job to the next level. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Valid in Orlando and Phoenix stores only. Requires return authorization number. See Pro Desk for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back. My guest now is Marissa Gilardoni. She's with the Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation Department. Woo-hoo-hoo! It's the department that has more fun than the Chamber of Commerce.
It is the fun department,
you
definitely,
do.
Of the town. We get to do all the fun stuff.
You do, and you're outdoors, and you do events, and you just love on. Oh, my gosh, you're so much fun over there. So we've got a lot of things coming up. So summer's winding down. The pool's closed.
Pool's closed. We're looking to fall now.
Yeah.
We have some exciting new classes coming for fall. One of those classes is a Becoming a Backpacker class, and that's with Tom Blank. He's an experienced outdoorsman, teaches a couple classes with us. This one is kind of to get you started on the right foot when it comes to backpacking. And the first class is on Saturday, September 28th from 9 to 12, and that's right there in the Crystal Room at the Prescott Valley Library. You can sign up online. You can call us, 928-759-3090 if you want to call us, have any questions.
Okay, I know about backpacking. I'm not an experienced backpacker, but I did backpack to the bottom of the Grand Canyon and back.
Well, that sounds like some experience.
No, I was really dumb. But I did learn one thing. And I take that back because my son backpacked with the scouts. And so he hiked to Whitney and they did all these humongous hikes. But, so I was, knew how to pack with him. But packing for a young man that can hike like nobody's business in shape, and packing for me was a little horrible, 15 years ago, that was not quite in the same shape. Pack light. I have learned that when you go out on the trail and you're backcountry and you're backpacking, you need a whole lot less than you think you do.
You do. You might overdo it. And that's something that you'll learn in this class.
Right.
They'll talk about necessities. They'll talk about what to pack, how to pack. You know, certain things can be vacuum sealed in a plastic bag.
Type of backpacks, too.
100%. Every body needs a different backpack. Depends on what you're doing.
What a wonderful class.
It is really cool. And then he has another really cool class called Backcountry Chef. That first class is Tuesday, September 24th, also in the Crystal Room at the Prescott Valley Library. And that goes from 6 to 8. And that's for not just backpackers, but maybe campers, hunters, preppers, anybody who's just kind of curious about dehydrating food. It's a nutritious way. It's affordable. It's tasty. And it can really save you in a lot of situations.
Right. So let's go back to the other one.
Yeah.
Because I was all excited about it because I know backpacking. When is that one?
So Becoming a Backpacker is September 28th. That's a Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., Crystal Room, Prescott Valley Library.
Now, do you need to bring any particular equipment or you just come to learn?
Just come to learn.
Okay.
Just show up with yourself and that should get you started.
Okay. And then the
Backcountry Chef is Tuesday, September 24th, also in the Crystal Room. That one is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need to bring anything. Just show up with yourself.
And is there any registration for either one of those?
Yeah, so you can register online, pvaz.net, or you can call us. We can do registration over the phone. You can come in and do it. Our phone number is 928-759-3090.
And is there a charge for attending either one of those classes?
You know, there is a fee, and
it's not on the flyer.
It's not on the flyer, and I'm actually a little annoyed that it's not now that we're talking about it, because that is very useful information. So you need to call us at 928-759-3090 and ask us, how much is it for becoming a backpacker, and how much is it for Backcountry Chef? Because we want to tell you.
Right. Well, I'll beam it up now and see if I can find it up on the website. Let's talk about the other one you've got.
Yeah, so our third class, Dark Alley Defense, kind of like a boxing class, self-defense class.
It's called what?
One, Dark Alley Defense.
That just sounds
scary.
In case
you find someone in a dark alley, you know what to do.
I know what to do.
Just stay in a dark alley. There. Yeah, but this is a great class to grow some confidence, learn how to keep yourself safe with the new self-defense class. This one actually has a free introduction class Monday, September 9th. You heard me.
Free.
After that, it is $6 per class. And that class is Mondays and Wednesdays from 6 to 7, ages 13 and up. And we're doing that one also at the library.
And is that a first class to a series of classes that you would sign up to take after that free introductory class?
Right. You can sign up for per class. So it's $6 per class. It's up to you how far you want to go, how much you want to do, what you don't want to do.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think even the title tells you, you know, but I think self-defense in any form can happen any time.
Absolutely. I mean,
you know,
we don't want to expect the worst, but it's always nice to be ready and know how to handle situations.
I'm taking you down, baby. I'm taking you down. I'm taking that class.
I might be there. I might see you there.
Okay. We'll be workout partners. You down, little girl.
But we'll be friends. We won't be.
We will always be friends.
We'll just be
Just
faking.
Don't attack me.
I promise I won't.
So let's go back over that one again one more time. I want to remind everybody.
Dark Alley Defense.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Free introduction class, Monday, September 9th. That class takes place on Mondays and Wednesdays from 6 to 7, ages 13 and up. And after your free class, it's $6 per class.
So there is an age requirement on that.
There is, 13. You can sign up online, pvaz.net, or you could also call us, 928-759-3090, get some information, sign up, or come on into our office and sign up as well.
And you can sign up and pay online also for
yes,
free classes.
Yes, you can.
Okay. And what else you got going on? You guys, like, are the best.
We like to stay busy and keep the community busy with us. So the next thing we have is our Run for the Hill of It. It's our fun run.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I love. You've been doing that for a couple of years.
Yeah, I believe this is the fourth year that we're doing it. That's Saturday, October 5th. There is a fee for that. Right now, we are in a pre-registration stage that'll last until September 20th. If you pre-register, you do get a T-shirt. It's $20 for adults. Adults are 16 years and up, and $15 for youth, and that is 15 years and under.
Do you have to run it?
You can run it. You can walk it. You can jump it. You can skip it. You can hike it. You can basically get up that mountain any way you want as long as you're using your legs.
Okay, a lot of people like to take walks with dogs.
Dogs and children strollers, we're going to ask you to leave those at home okay. for this event. Otherwise, it is a great trail for a dog. It is at the Glassford Hill Summit Trail, so if you want to check it out ahead of time, you can go check
it out. It's a moderate to hard climb. I mean, there's switchbacks, and it goes up a mile up.
Yeah, so the elevation, you start at 5,180 feet, and you make your way up to 6,123.
So you do over 1,000 feet.
You gain some ground.
And it is... It's a tough one.
Yeah,
if you're in shape, you're probably great. You know, if you run up, and I'm just gonna like worship you. You're just amazing.
So for those of you
like me that are trudging up and probably need a push from, you know, at one point,
that would take place in our second group. So we have two separate groups. Oh! So you don't have to see it happen. Runners and joggers are going to take off at 7:15 a.m. Walkers and hikers, you can take off at 7:30. So you don't have those runners in your face.
I like it. Taking consideration that not everybody's a runner.
We're trying
But they want to be a part of that. And
yeah.
I think that would be so much fun to participate.
Yeah, absolutely. You can sign up the day of. There is an increase of $10 the day of. And we can't guarantee you a T-shirt if you sign up the day of. So if you do sign up ahead of time, now until September 20th, we can guarantee you a T-shirt.
Well, I'm going to sign up early because I want to Run for the Hill of It T-shirt.
Of course. That's like the best part is having the T-shirt afterwards.
I know it. I'm just going to walk, you know, as long as I can.
Yeah.
And again, we talk about children with strollers and small children because it is a rugged path. It is not a paved road.
Right.
It is maintained, but it is a rugged path. So,
right.
Again,
and
for those reasons.
A little congested, you know.
Right.
We don't want strollers getting run over. We don't want little dogs getting run over for their own sake.
My little dogs would. So that was, again, when is that?
That is Saturday, October 5th.
Saturday, October 5th. Okay, write that down. You're going to walk for the hill of it.
There you go. It just doesn't have the same ring to it.
Yeah, no,
it
doesn't.
Yeah.
But, you know,
skip
I get a T-shirt.
Skip for the hill of it.
They won't know that I didn't run.
They don't know. We don't have to tell them what time you left.
Are you serious? Yeah. They'd look at me and say, oh, there's no way you ran. Hey, I was just looking it up. Backcountry Chef is $35.
Awesome.
And then Becoming a Backpacker is $30.
There you go. Thank you for looking that up.
So, yeah, just to let you know ahead of time that there are some, many classes are free and you can go online and find those, but some of them, especially the specialty ones, it is a pay to attend.
Right.
So we want you to know that so you're not surprised, but you can go online and register on that. And I just went to PVAZ Parks and Recreation, so I got it right there on my phone.
Super easy.
And all the classes. So you're going to start off, I mean, you have music classes. You have a lot of programs going on.
We have piano classes that go year-round. We have art classes. We have some ballet, some tap dance for some of the younger kids. We have some yoga classes. There's some knitting. We have all sorts of stuff. Some stuff is seasonal. Some goes year-round. Always check us online, pvaz.net. You can see all our classes. Or you can come in and pick up a catalog, and we have all our classes printed out for you.
Right. And I had this really good question. No, I forgot it. We're talking about fun things to do with the fall and going on. And now we're looking at Marissa's going, what were you going to ask me? Because it's fun over there.
It is fun.
Basketball. Youth basketball, do you have that going on? Or any of the youth sports programs?
Right now we have adult fall softball actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
Monday nights at Mount Valley Park is co-ed and Friday nights is men's. That's currently happening. There are various youth sports going on throughout the town. And soccer's ramping up right now. We got some football happening. We have little league practicing. Those fields are busy.
Oh,
there's
they
always
are.
Someone on.
But I have to kudos to you all and your staff and your maintenance people that keeps everything looking so nice. I walk regularly at Mountain Valley Park and it is always clean.
They do a great job.
They do a beautiful job.
Our parks guys are awesome.
And where are the classes when you talk about the dance and yoga and all that? Where are those classes held?
Majority of them are located at Town Hall on the third floor right next to our Parks and Recreation office. We have a couple of rooms. There's the dance room. Yoga happens in there as well. And then a couple classes will be at the library right next door to us.
Right. Okay, great. Well, Marissa, so many great things going on there at Parks and Recreation. Let's give us your website one more time and let's tell everybody about those awesome programs coming up.
All right. So check us out, www.pvaz.net. Call us, 928-759-3090, and ask us or look into our Backcountry Chef class, our Becoming a Backpacker, Dark Alley Defense, and Run for the Hill of It.
Run for the Hill of It. And again, registration now for Run for the Hill of It.
Right. You have now until September 28th to get a guaranteed T-shirt. Also, $20 for adults 16 and up and $15 for youth 15 and under.
And I know you mentioned your offices are on the third floor. But where exactly?
7501 East Skoog. You walk right up the stairs from the front parking lot, and we're on the right.
So we would be remiss if we didn't mention Patriot Day activities coming up again September 6th through the 13th, and that's at the Civic Center.
Yes.
And those will be going on, and we'll share more about those on shows as we come up, but we're all involved in helping with that in the healing fields of Northern Arizona. So all that's coming up. We're a busy community. We keep it going.
We stay busy. We definitely do.
Well, it's great to have you on the show, Marissa.
Thank you
for having me. First time.
Yeah.
You new?
I came in once before just to sit in and see how it goes, but I am new to the town. I started back in the middle of May.
And where'd you come from?
Southern California, and raised.
All right. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, Cali girls. Okay, we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, time to say goodnight here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you craving a lodgepole light cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
I Kennett Waters with our Monster Monsoon Sale, our only sale of the year.
Truckloads of fresh autumn maple, aspen, and spruce have just arrived, and we need room, so summer plants must go.
Perennials, trees, shrubs, even pottery must go, and it's worth your while with plant sales at 25, 45, even 65% off.
It's Waters' only sale of the year at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Where people who love great plants at sale prices, they love to shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And it's been fun sitting in here for Mayor Cal and talking to, well, as planned as his guest, but I want to thank Catherine Anderson with Yavapai College. Again, the job fair happening September 25th, and this is a partnership. The chamber's involved in it, NACOG, Arizona at Work, a lot of partners putting the job together, the job fair together, so businesses can go ahead and have employees, and then job seekers that are out there can find a job and feel good about being back in the working community. So again, that is Wednesday, September the 25th, and it starts at 3:30 and goes to 6:30 with a 3 o'clock start for veterans, people 55 and over, people with disabilities. So come on over for a job fair again, Wednesday, September 25th. And again, Marissa Gemadoni, lovely, lovely girl, joined us from Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation. So much going on over there. There's, don't tell me there's nothing to do here in Prescott Valley. Go to pvaz.net, Parks and Recreation, to find out all about the programs, classes, and things going on, with some with a fee and some without, but going on all the time. So again, shout out to Parks and Recreation, and also take a look at the library. A lot of programs going on at our Prescott Valley Library. So I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Want to remind you, please fill out that survey. We need a YMCA in Prescott Valley, and we're looking to make that happen. So fill out that survey or give Mayor Kell an email notice or send a note to me. So thanks for joining us. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Genesis Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.